Elizabeth Abbott, you are the author of the book, A History of Celibacy.
I am.
When did you get your STD?
I don't have an STD.
So you chose to be celibate?
I chose to be celibate.
How long have you been celibate?
13 years.
Come on.
Yes.
You've not had sex for 13 years.
That's right.
Cheated?
No.
Good God.
Yes.
You must be ready to just explode.
Yes.
Are you feeling any sexual tension between the two of us?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's amazing.
It's hard to resist, isn't it?
Oh, it's awful. Luckily, I have 13 years of experience.
Yeah, I can break that.
A lot of men do think that.
Do some men take your decision to be celibate as a challenge?
Indeed, they do.
What do they try?
Well, they think, you know, what you need is a good fuck.
What environment are you in when men approach you and say what you need is a good fuck?
Usually it's on call-in radio shows.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement, the second one today. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo, yo.
Of course, no relation. Let's try to make this sound professional here. You can listen to the show every Saturday live, 3 to 4 p.m., www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show, as well as my writing, found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement on Facebook. You can find us, and I guess, has it become a fan at this point? Or like?
I was trying to burp, so I wasn't listening to anything you're saying.
Facebook? You like at this point. You can like us on Facebook.
God damn it, so I just so confused.
Like us at facebook.com/papasbasement.
That's really all they can do? Yeah, you can become a... Or is that only band pages you can become a fan of?
I don't even know. Screw it.
Makes you miss MySpace, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little
MySpace
bit.
If it weren't for the
10,000 upstart rappers on MySpace, maybe I wouldn't hate it so much. But you can also call in 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-8255.
Why are you standing?
I'm going to try to stand throughout the show like Don Geronimo. It's not a hemorrhoid thing.
He actually stands?
He stands throughout the whole show.
He always did that?
He's always done this.
Jesus H.
So now I'm standing with my hands folded, almost like Phil Anselmo. In the vulgar display of power era promo pictures.
That's a obscure pool right there.
Whatever, man, whatever. Look up Pantera, vulgar display of power, Phil Anselmo. You'll see what I'm talking about.
I think I got, like, the one where they're wearing flannel.
Yep.
Because it was a grunge era.
Yeah, and his
with
chin's,
their chest hair
exposed. All stuck up. Yeah, man.
All right.
That is what I look like right now. Trying to be a bit diplomatic on this one, Will.
What?
Well, I came into the show thinking that things might have fallen apart between Papa's Basement and co-host Rachel Oering.
No, that's a shame.
Thanks for being that way. Oh, my God. You are as diplomatic as a Palestinian terrorist.
What the hell did you expect?
That's what I expected of you. What can I say? You know, we had tried to record a show midweek. She didn't seem too enthused. I would say the past few weeks, it kind of sounds like she wasn't too into what we were doing. I asked her politely. I'm like, hey, what's going on? She kind of wondered, you know, is it really going to be like a 50-50 split on the duties? You know, are we really co-hosts? And is she going to be bringing up things? Or is it more me telling a story every damn week? And then we get to other stuff, which might include her material, which...
All right. First of all, her ass ain't even here. It's like... What, 750 miles away?
It's a ways. She's not in studio.
So that right there should decide who gets more of the 50-50, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I get where you're going.
Okay, second of all, none of us get paid for doing this S, so it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Like, she acts like she's negotiating contracts or something.
Well, you know, I didn't want to feel that I lured anyone in under false pretenses. And we've gone through this with co-hosts before where I think they're very excited the first few weeks. And then after a while, it's like, this is what the show is. You know, it's just him talking about his life. And all I can think is, like, haven't you listened to talk radio, man? You listen to Howard Stern because you like hearing about Howard Stern watching Buffy episodes and going to bed at 8 p.m. You know, it's...
I miss that. God damn.
I know.
There's none in the D.C. area. None more.
None more black. Yeah, I mean, you have Elliot and Junks in the morning. That's it.
Yeah, that's when I've just fallen asleep.
Yeah, I'm not up in time for it. I might catch the tail end.
Elliot's terrible, from what I've heard. Like,
I'd like to think we do at least as good a job as him.
Yeah, I mean, even like now the closest thing I get is, I don't even know who the hell it is on 98 Rock. It's not Theo and Joe, I don't think. It's like some other
There's pair. Just very little. Guy talk right now is considered poison. Ever since Janet Jackson whipped out her old titty and Don Imus started talking about nappy-headed hoes and ass like that, it's just seen as revenue poison. You don't want to touch it.
Is he still on? Yeah.
Imus is back in some capacity. He's got too big a name to squander.
Oh, they actually like kicked him off when that happened?
Yeah, there was a breather for a couple months.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember him coming back.
And of course he came back, just like Marv Albert is doing the NBA again, even though he bit some hooker's ass and is a tranny.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares? He's still got a decent set of pipes. And he's not wearing a tutu in the booth. Who gives a crap? But I just, I can't convey, I feel bad. Like, I feel like I misrepresent, I misconstrue what we do here to people if everyone eventually gets burned out.
That's not true. It's just like a relationship.
I was going to say it reeks of the fact that I can't date anyone for more than like 2 weeks without getting sick of it all.
Yeah. I mean, to me, the similarities are there. It's just the fact that like everyone.
We're too real. That's what it is, Will. We're too goddamn real.
I think so. I think most white people have like this false air of pretense. Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
we're much more akin to the 200 or so Johnson family vacationers outside the studio right
that's
now.
Just, I was going to say, the people out in the foyer, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, who knows what the F is going on there?
It looks like the Source Awards, as I've said before, but I'll say it again. Yeah, so I don't really know where to go with, oh, we've got a caller.
Maybe it's Rochelle herself.
I don't know. We'll find out. Pot it up. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Who am I talking to?
Oh, God. This is horrible. All right, bring it next time. God damn it.
Hello, can you hear me?
No.
This is Carly's worst voice ever.
Are you serious?
Carly, talk in your real voice. Carly's great.
I'm not Carly, you stupid boy.
Yeah, she had me fooled. That was an actual
can
idiot.
Can you pick up a little bit because I can't hear you?
Oh my God, it actually isn't
the
Carly.
The laugh gave it away.
It's not Carly.
Are you serious?
No. It's,
can you speak up a little bit, please?
You can hold on. It's this chick, Effie, a Greek broad. Who listens to the show? What's up, Effie? She's calling from like
hey,
Africa.
Hey, can you
right
hear
now.
Me now?
I can hear you. How are you?
Oh, good. So I can hear you too. Hey, I'm calling from Greece.
See, man, it's the actual caller we have from abroad.
Wow.
No, Greece. No clapping, no cheering, nothing.
No, you get nothing.
Oh, thank you. You're a real guy there.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Cunty Meg.
Hi, Will.
That's what you get.
Oh man, no, that
why
was
are
funny.
You laughing at me?
She said hi, Will.
Hello.
Will, I really like your voice.
I hate it. I just heard that recording and I want to shoot myself.
Oh, welcome to my club. I have to edit this crap for demos like a couple times a week.
Change the pitch of my voice.
Horrible. No, you got a great voice. You sound like you've got four balls, man.
I sound like I'm stoned 24/7.
No, you said you got a manly voice.
No, I hate it.
But I sound like an excited 16-year-old.
No, you sound good. You sound energetic. I mean, that's the way people on the radio sound, though.
Really? All cracked up, Chad Dukes. Chad Dukes not saying anything. But
what's that stain on DC? Travis Bagwell.
F. Travis. Bite your tongue comparing me to
no,
that.
No, I'm not saying like you're annoying or gay like him. I'm just saying
well,
like the
you.
Whole like, oh, I just drank six Red Bulls.
And did a line of Coke.
Yeah, because that's what's peppy. That's what gets the listeners' attention.
So thank you.
Yelling into the mic.
Thank you for calling in, Effie.
She's gone.
And we go through another co-host on the phone.
So that was actually a chick from Greece.
Yeah, she's a Greek chick, and she's pretty foxy, too.
Thanks for wasting your money.
Yeah, I don't know why she did that. God bless her. I mean, she's a hot piece of Greek ass, man.
How the hell does she know the show?
From the website. I take that back. She added me on Facebook thinking I was like some John Papagiorgio she actually knew from Greece. I remember now. And we started chatting because I was like, oh, she's hot. I'd screw it. And nice. Yeah.
Speaking of which, did mom ever have you like Facebook her name?
Who?
Mom.
Mom's on Facebook?
No, but there's like all these like hot Maria Papa Georgios.
Why?
I don't know. It's pretty funny.
I could never screw a chick named Maria, and I've met like hot Marias.
Me too. Like someone asked me that at UFC, and there's this hot ass like playmate chick looking Maria.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's because someone just came up to like me and my friend and was like, they're having the debate. And they're like, excuse me. So like, would you have sex with someone who has like your mom or dad's name?
Can't.
It's creepy.
What are you going to... You're going to be screaming, oh, Maria, oh, Maria, oh, mom. And then things will get real weird or really good. Who knows? Maybe Dr. Freud's onto something and you will be on the threshold of pleasures you have never considered before.
I don't know. We're kind of lucky because most, like, American chicks don't have that name. It's either, like, Spaniards, Greeks.
It's a lot of fat chicks who clean your toilet. Her name Maria.
Mariah's okay.
I'll weird it out.
Well, you call her that.
I call Maria Mariah, yeah. So I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I will talk after the show. It just seemed like...
With her?
With Rochelle, yeah.
I think it's done.
Just seemed like the interest was waning. I don't know what to say.
I think it's time to abandon her like the chipmunk's mom did on Dave Seville's doorstep. Just leave him tucked in a little bit.
Oh my god! Wasn't there an episode where the bitch comes back?
I don't remember that. I just remember seeing like the cloaked giant chipmunk. Like leaving the three chipmunk babies like in the picnic basket all tucked in and ringing the doorbell.
You're effing killing me. That effing slut. Just leaving those three there.
Chipmunk war.
Just getting pounded by all the chipmunks in the tree.
Not even triplets. Oh, I guess animals can have like different looking multiple births.
Oh, they got three different daddies. You know it.
God. Cat's going to have multiple dads from the same litter.
Oh, yeah. Whores. Animal whores. But it kind of fell apart because we were getting into, she wanted to talk about a website called My Ex-Wife's Wedding Dress.
That alone is depressing and pathetic.
And the concept for the site, which by the way has now been featured on, I want to say like Good Morning America and tons of radio interviews because it's so goddamn brilliant.
Jesus Christ.
The guy uses his ex-wife's dress for silly things. It's used as a soccer net. And he uses it to line his cat's litter box.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he does some kind of fishing thing with it. I don't know. I don't care.
Do you have pictures of this guy? Like, can you bring it up?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Over here.
We were discussing this yesterday. I won't get it back into it in a second.
There's a picture of him using it as a scarecrow with a Darth Vader mask on, which is, I guess, funny.
Let's get a look at this winner.
Here's the winner. Here's Captain White Guy. Look at this douche. That's him right there.
Dude, I thought like he's going to be some like huge fat loser. Do they have a picture of the ex-wife or no?
No, I mean, I've literally not flipped past the first page. It looks like his ex-wife would be named Tom. You know what I mean? That's all.
Well,
by
the looks of him, his ex-wife was getting her guts stabbed out by someone else.
I don't get it. Like, if you're doing this, there's one picture you need to take, and that's you having a threesome with her sister and her mom on top of it, and you flipping the bird.
Oh, that's exactly what I said. You gotta do something worse than that. I mean, yeah. This is just pathetic.
And then you wipe yourself with it, and that's that. It's a one-page site.
As pathetic as this is, like, do you realize how much trim he could get from this?
Dude, I get flirted with for the piece of crap I put out there. Our website looks like it's from GeoCities in 1994.
Like the crappy text on like the bright green background.
Yeah, and I got chicks.
You can't even read the text color in comparison.
Oh, yeah. And I got chicks willing to play, get on the SS Stabbin' with me.
Nice.
Captain
Go
Stabbin'
for
reference. For money. Is that site even around still?
I think it's like a lot of those sites, you know, they'll do a certain number of scenes. And then they just leave that.
They just live on.
And then that way you can say, like, join, and you'll get, like, 28 sites for free, and, like, one hasn't been updated since, like, 1997.
Oh, my favorite redhead growing up, Megan. Do you remember Megan? Nometro.com/Megan.
Disturbingly, yes.
That site has not been updated since, like, 19... I don't even know. She looks like Rachel Green.
She had to get out of the game.
It's creepy. She actually has pubic hair. That's how old the site is. God damn it, another caller. Yeah, Carly.
Hello?
Hello?
We got hung up on.
I'm hurt.
We got pranked. We just got punked by that dude.
Our cranks were yanked, sir.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No more answering the phone.
No.
They derail our
Just
got
to be a policy. Just got to be the policy we stick to. Yeah, we're getting another.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God. I refuse.
No, F it.
That. Saying,
I don't like people playing on my phone.
There we go. That's how I feel about the goddamn thing. But yeah, I didn't see where we could go with that website. I felt it didn't have legs. We're going to talk about the funny pictures? What is this, a radio show for the blind? I describe you crap?
It's stupid. It's like, not funny. He's not doing anything funny, like we said.
Nothing funny to us, at least. It's not our sense of humor.
Well, what is that, like, stupid white people sense of humor? That's GMA humor. For Hogue de Cotby or whoever the hell.
Where the hell?
I don't know who the hell hosts Good Morning America.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. It's Kathy Griffin or something. Or, no, Kathy C. Kathy Lee Gifford is one of the hosts for something.
Oh, and what's the other old hag's name? Meredith Vieira?
No, she's like blackish looking.
That might be Hogue de Cotby.
Oh, that sounds like a Hogue de Cotby, what you described, man.
Oh, God damn it. Stop calling. Here it is. Even the blinking light is annoying me.
Yeah. Call her.
Hey, John, it's Rachel. I don't like the way that you're talking about all this stuff.
God damn.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, my God. All right. That was Jerry. I can only surmise.
Really? I thought it was Carly, but I can't tell.
Good chick voice. God damn it. God damn it. So, yeah, I didn't want to lead with that. I wanted to lead with a story I had from last week. Last week, I had a 13-hour shift at XM as a board op.
Okay.
The lowliest position on the radio totem pole.
No, I'm a janitor. Someone has to clean the place.
His wife is named Maria. Yeah. It means you sit there in front of the actual, if you've ever seen inside a radio station and you got your microphone and the guy's sitting there with his headphones looking all serious and crap, unless it's a morning zoo and he's in a crazy Hawaiian shirt.
I see this right now.
Shut
There's
up.
There's no reason to
Theater
describe
Theater of the mind. I got to describe it to the listener, Brother Bear.
I know. I'm just effing with you.
So you got your board in front of you and it's that array of lights. You'll see it in a movie about a rapper getting pigged too now and again.
I'm thinking a
mixing console. Yeah, think Hustle and Flow when they invent Whoop That Trick and other great, great songs that'll last through the years. I have to sit rooted the whole goddamn time there.
But doing what, though? Like, have you not been replaced by a computer?
I really should be by now.
It's technology's fault.
Yeah, yeah. I need to press a button when commercials start to make them play, and I need to press another button to bring back the sporting event when the commercial's over, and I need to click the mouse to update the score every so often.
I guess because it's live, that's why. I mean, if someone could, like, do this beforehand,
yeah, but
know?
There's a way to send a cue, like, through the feed that says trigger the commercials.
Like a MIDI sync?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's another, like, I also have to hit a button every 10, you know, every hour for 10 seconds station identification. Where it'll say, and now we'll pause for station identification on your local network. And I hit a button, and it'll be, XM, we effing rock! Yeah. And then it'll go right back to the broadcast. That's my job.
Not to sound cliche, but if we could put a man on the moon, surely we could automate this.
Well, I should be out of work, is what we're getting at. I agree. But I had a 13-hour shift. I had to do the Celtics game at night, and in the morning I had some inconsequential baseball game. I knew it would be hell, because, again, I can't get up pretty much, it would be one bleeding into the other. I barely have piss breaks, you know?
Right.
You have to call the reserves in just to get a piss break.
Oh, that sucks. I love the piss.
Yeah.
I piss all the time.
I know. I'm glad. I thought I was unhealthy because I'll chug water. I have to piss like 2-3 times an hour sometimes.
I piss between like every lesson I teach. Some kind of, could be like every half hour or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, why be uncomfortable?
That's how I feel about it. So I have to sit there barely drinking water, dehydrating myself during every broadcast. Can't eat, really, no water, it's hell. And when you do call for backup, half the time they're like, yeah, I'm like three guys deep.
What do you mean?
Like three other guys in front of you got to take a piss.
Well, who else is, like, if there's one main sporting event, like,
no,
who
it's,
else is
it's
covering
like
what?
20 sports handled, you know, 20 games handled at once, and then there's one dude called a floater, appropriately enough. And the floater goes around and acts like your piss fairy, like granting you the wish to urinate.
Well, that's cool that they even spring for that. Most companies would be like, deal with it.
Yeah.
Times are tough for everybody. We can't afford a floater.
Bring a coffee can. No, it's not cool.
But if you're covering the NBA finals in a baseball game, what the F else is out there for other people to cover? World Cup and...
Well...
Like how they're 19 more things.
There's like 10 baseball games at once, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys are national.
Yeah, yeah, we're not just covering the Nationals in D.C.
I guess.
We cover everything. Everything goes through my little D.C. home base.
So, like, any baseball game out there?
Every baseball game goes through us.
Okay. Now it's making more sense.
Yeah.
But they trusted you with the NBA Finals?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of shocking, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I got
that's
like
a compliment,
four,
I suppose.
I got four of the Finals games, I want to say. Four out of the seven.
And you're the only one doing it?
No, there are a couple others, but I guess we were the top dogs.
Well, how the hell do they have like multiple people on the same game?
Different feeds. There's a Boston feed, an LA feed, and an ESPN feed.
So the Boston one like has all the Boston. I can't do the accent. Like, look at
putting
that
me on
chat.
The spot. Wicked good shot, yeah.
Ron Artest, my boy.
God.
The wrong team and sounds nothing like it.
I love that joke. That is one of the better lines. Who did that joke?
Someone talk about Patrick Ewing or Howard Stern.
Patrick Ewing's my mood. God, that's the worst thing ever. Oh, man. Yeah, so the day before, I know the piss breaks are going to be hard enough to come by, but 13 hours, there's going to be a dump in the mix too, right?
Yeah, I still can't get over like the fact you have an LA feed and a Boston feed.
So people can listen to their hometown feed.
How about just one neutral national feed for
yeah.
this event?
That'd be called an ESPN feed, and yet here we are.
All right. Okay.
Here I am, making money off the waste of XM.
Well, back to floaters.
Yeah, back to the floater. So the night before, I got these fiber pills, you know. Every so often I like to do a cleanse, if you will.
All right, that's your first mistake.
Yeah.
So you have no one but yourself to blame from this point on.
Well, I know that if I take the two fiber pills at night...
You should go in the morning.
Every time I took these things, I evacuated like the rebels from Hoth in the morning.
Yeah, that's like when I make the protein shakes with like the berries and stuff and oatmeal.
Just runs right through you.
He gets you on a pretty regular schedule. I guess that's why they call it regularity.
Yeah, no, I'd take it 8 hours later. I'd wake up busting ass, like Dutch ovening myself into oblivion. And when I couldn't take it anymore, I'd race to the bathroom and take a crap, like immediately.
Those farts where it's like the air surrounding the turd just coming out, like dragging molecules.
You can just picture like a model jet in a wind tunnel just getting blasted, and you're getting the exhaust coming off of that. Yeah, so I took like four of those just to be safe, you know, just to make sure that everything would be cleared out.
Little did you know.
When I woke up. So I wake up and nothing's doing.
Did you eat like cheese or meat?
Sitting there eating Raisin Bran for breakfast.
I meant like the night before.
I don't know what I took in. I woke up and
nothing.
Or did
you dump the night before too?
No, dumped the previous afternoon.
Because sometimes if you get that extra one, it throws you off.
No, I knew I'd have
to... It's like taking a nap, throwing off your sleep schedule.
I knew I'd have to jumpstart the process. I knew it. So that's why I took these pills.
Oh, well.
So I wake up and nothing. Nothing. No farts, nothing. And I'm driving into D.C. and I just know what's going to happen. Just like, son of a bitch, I am going to have a total bull wrapper. It's going to be in the dirty, like, you haven't seen dirty till you've seen radio station toilets. DJs are subhuman. Like, that's shtick from Don and Mike and Howard Stern, and every DJ mentions this because it's true.
Yeah, but isn't XM, like, 5 years old or something? Like, how can these facilities be so decrepit already?
Oh, the facilities are clean. I'm just talking feces and urine all over the place.
Oh, jeez.
Like confetti at a Mardi Gras.
So, like, no one, like, flushes or...
Oh, I mean, because...
Wipes, for that matter.
Well, I won't even cite the people flushing because I've been guilty of taking a whiz and just sprinting because sometimes the floater's, like, not even answering their phone. And you're like, I'm not blowing out my kidneys for 15 an hour. F this.
This is what happens when there's no women.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I've seen this episode with Grandpa Simpson, you know? Like, right. So I'll sprint to the toilet and just piss all over the urinal and like sprint back like my dick like practically still out of my pants. Like people will see me walking out the door zipping up my pants. Like that's how quickly I'm running out of the place.
I hate that.
It's a zoo. It's just horrible. So I managed to get coverage for the dump And this is in the early Sunday. Like, I get there about an hour into my shift. I got to crap hard.
Right.
So I bite. I get my coverage. Sweet, sweet gal named Monica. And, like, Monica is, might take a little bit, you know, cover for me a couple minutes, sweetie.
Oh, that's, you got to tell a girl that. Is she hot?
No. All right. Monica's awesome, though.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. So I go, and I sprint. And it's like I instantly, you know, when you have to do it on a clock and you just squat down, you almost like hunch and contract. Like you can't take the 2 minutes and, you know, of gently pulling the lawnmower string. You just get down and you're like,
I try not to do that because of the damn hernia surgery. That's probably like how I did it. I don't know.
Yeah, I, on my own clock, I won't. But when it's Monica and, you know, three other guys probably dying to take a piss behind me, I got in there. It's just, and it's like, and go for it. And it was just one of those deals, of course, because it was all fibery, where you wipe and you wipe and nothing gives. What is that?
It depends. I mean, sometimes if you've been eating fiber a lot, it should just shoot out like a damn missile. You shouldn't even have to wipe.
This was like I had a speed stick roll-on in my ass. It would not stop.
You ate something bad like the night before. So,
I mean,
that'll happen if you eat fiber after you ate like brisket or something. Yeah. Like just two things that don't mix, you know?
All I know is I went through about 30 wipes until there was like more blood than anything else. I had to run back. And the rest of the day, I was just sitting there sweaty, smelly in my own filth. Like, these little cubby holes we broadcast from are literally 8 feet deep and 4 feet wide, or, you know, 6 feet by eight. It's like a prison cell. It's a prison cell with a 13-inch TV. It was horrible. It was everything bad that I could have expected it to be. So, like, I was calling floaters for the rest of the day every 2 hours to do maintenance wipes and stuff. It was just everything bad in this world.
It sounds like that. Like, I was watching a special with Mom last night on the Peruvian prison that Jorn Vandersloot's in.
Dude, I saw a clip of that on CNN. It's like a little wooden hut, like a wooden throne he takes a crap on.
No, it's not even like, I mean, it's like an indoor latrine. There's no toilet. Like, no, it's a hole in the damn floor.
Just a hole he makes
and
into.
And this is like, he works out with these makeshift barbells, and it's like water bottles filled with water taped to a stick.
Jesus Christ, even prisoners like here have real weights.
Yeah, I mean, oh, dude. And they're saying, like, that
place... What, he has to keep up his raping prowess or whatever?
And it's, like, a resort compared to, like, this other place down the street they could send him. It's, like, meant for 2,500 people and now houses, like, 10 grand.
Jesus Christ.
We're watching clips and, like...
The world is ending. Why can people not recognize the world is goddamn ending? It's apocalypse. The prisons are overflowing. Jobs are dying. There's no industry. We just feed, you know, off of each other.
This is BS morality. Like, how many of these people could you put to work, like, growing and farming weed or coke or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
And doing it legally and taxing it.
How about so many of these people are in there because of the BS war on drugs?
Yeah.
Which can eat my ass to begin with.
You know, Peruvians? Jesus Christ. You know, what else do they have? Like, that's
Pollo Loco, man. They got some good chicken.
Is that actually Peruvian?
Yeah.
I've never been there. Is it good?
Peruvian chicken's okay. You get your guapo sauce.
El Guapos.
El Guapos.
No, this is Guapos. This is another place. But I don't know. I thought your story was going to be, you said, like, hold it for 13 hours.
No, God, what? Yeah, I'd be telling this story through a colostomy bag if that were the case.
I don't know. It ain't that bad, though. It's disgusting, but...
I thought it was, yeah, it's an okay tale, right? Ate some time. Happy day. Yeah. We got 32 minutes done.
All right.
Because of that. That's a good story. That's the hallmark. Ate some time. Got us halfway out of this hell.
All right. What else do you want to talk about? The rigged NBA finals?
Yeah, you brought this up. And I know you're not the biggest sports guy, but you know enough to know BS when you recognize it. What the hell?
Not at all. I mean, like, the only reason I know about this is,
well,
because...
Just for starters, for the four girls that listen to this show, the Celtics lost to the Lakers in L.A. in 7 games. It's kind of a huge deal. It'd almost be like if the Red Sox and Yankees could play each other for the World Series. I would say they're the two...
Wait, they can't?
No, they're both American League.
Oh, so, okay, so the last thing that happened, that was like the
American League Championship, which, right. Yeah, so many times is between them and is goddamn way better than the World Series will ever be. Because whoever graduates from that just stomps, you know, curb stomps the National League team in five games. And
absolutely, the National League was better. Or is not?
No. American League's definitely the sexy beast right now.
And then the same thing with NFL.
No, the power's definitely changed there. The past 10 years, AFC has been king.
Yeah, that's what I said. So it's always like the American, not national.
Yeah, NFC before that with the Giants and the Skins and the 49ers and the Cowboys like that Eagles. Stretch, it was complete dominance. But since then, it's been a lot of AFC action.
Yeah, this was Colts and whoever the hell.
You got your Colts and your Pats and your Steelers. They're all
Patriots. Yeah, Pats.
They're all racking up a couple rings. But yeah, the basketball ended on what was it, Thursday. Yeah, because I was there for the final game.
Prime time.
But, yeah, and what have you heard?
Well, basically, you know, like I said, I don't give an S about sports. The only reason I know any of this is because of the
167 jock sniffer,
like flipped formats. And so, like, the only talk radio we get now is sports talk, and which occasionally will let some guy talk filter through, especially now that they extended LeVar and Dukes for the extra hour.
Oh, do they actually let them talk about something good for?
Yeah, they do. Because, I mean, I'm sure Dukes is like, you know, how the hell are we going to fill up like 5 hours?
Take the effing chain off me, guys. Yeah.
And also, I mean, they did that in the midst of the NBA finals. Like, what are they going to do this week?
Yeah.
You can only rehash it so much.
Yeah, that's my problem with sports talk in general. There are only so many stories in a day.
Right.
And if you don't let the guys talk about their lives where something's unique, it's just the same analysis.
No.
Over and over.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't baseball the only of the four main sports going on?
Like, yeah.
Hockey ended, basketball ended, football ended.
Yeah, and it's even between, like, NFL draft and mini camp and stuff. So you're talking, like, really low, you know, scrape in the barrel NFL stories.
Right, so you have
point.
To hear about whatever the F Albert Haynesworth is doing.
He's, like, the drama in the NFL right now.
Pulling ass. Yeah, this is apparently, like, national. Not even just local, because he's a Redskin.
No, he's like, literally the story in the NFL right now.
Because no one has ever, like, done this much ass to, like, disrespect the team. I don't know.
Oh, he is pure filth. I mean, I get where he's coming from. He's not going to be happy in a 3-4.
But he took $21 million and ran with it.
You took the loot, dude.
I would do the same
thing. I think Serato, much as I hate Vinny Serato, said it best. He's like, you didn't sign to play for a 4-3. You signed to play for the Washington Redskins.
That's what one of the like overtime guys said. He's like, yeah, and you know, I hate Vinny Serato like everyone else, but he probably has the best quote on this.
Yeah.
And it was that.
Yeah, it's very simple. And, you know, they were like, he wouldn't have come to D.C. had he known it was going to be a 3-4 within a year. It's like, the fat F is built for a 3-4.
So that, I have no idea what any of this means.
Okay.
I assume it's like three in the front, four in the back.
Yes. I'll explain it real quickly. You've got pretty much linemen on defense and linebackers.
Right.
In a 4-3, you've got four guys, four defensive linemen, three linebackers.
Right.
Because there's like four guys up front, they can create a lot of disruption, maybe poke a hole through. Haynesworth can charge. He can be one guy who penetrates, creates a sack.
Right.
He likes getting those sack numbers, I guess.
So he'd be on the front line.
He would be on the front line.
Right.
In a 3-4, his fat ass would be one of the three linemen up front instead of four, with four linebackers. In a 3-4, your linebackers are doing the majority of the sacks and the penetration and stuff like that. God, ball talk is so gay. But his fat ass would literally just be there to occupy two guys, which he's perfect for. He's an effing mammoth.
Right.
He doesn't like that because he would never be getting any sacks, any glory, nothing.
So he's concerned about a stat.
Yes.
As opposed to helping.
And maybe like wear and tear as well. Right. Because day in, day out, he's grabbing two guys like Ogre and Revenge of the Nerds. That's all he's doing, day in, day out. He'd be great at it. He'd be amazing at it. And he's being an asshole about it.
So, I mean, if he cashed the check, then, like, doesn't he have to play?
These were bonuses. He pretty much, like, took all the front-end loot and is now like, I want to get the F out of here.
I mean, if legally, what he's doing is illegal.
It is, pretty much. They can recoup very little.
We should be mad at whoever gave him that contract. Serato, right?
Serato and Snyder. Yeah, Same culprits who eventually said, screw it.
Get pissed at them.
Yeah.
Whatever. If it's Danny's money, then who gives an ass?
God damn it.
It's not like this is taxpayer money going down the drain.
Hold on. We have a caller I don't recognize, shall we?
Sure. I didn't even know we had caller ID.
Oh, tons of it. What's up, caller? Hello? We have two callers. Hello. God damn it. We have a real caller, and on the other line, it's Carly with Exorcist sound clips, and that's the one that gets through. This is why we don't answer the phone.
I don't want to talk to the real callers.
Kind of do.
Why? You're not just going to complain.
Okay. All right. Get back to your NBA final analysis, sir.
All right. So, yeah, like I said, I know nothing about sports, but I was listening to The Fan, and they were talking about how
My employer, kind of.
Really?
Yeah, I've worked there a couple hours.
Oh.
Well, 106.7 The Fan. Give it a listen.
Maybe you've heard of this. There's this one ex-NBA ref.
Who, Donaghy?
I guess, yeah, who got in trouble for gambling or something.
Yeah, he literally like would call penalties to help point spreads.
Right, and then so he's developed this system where like you can predict the games based on who's reffing them. Because I don't know if they all do this or he's...
Tons are corrupt.
He knows which way it's going to go. And plus you have stats, you know, like, I mean, you can just see, like, they were saying, okay, when this guy is reffing, the home team wins 75% of the time.
Uh-huh.
When this guy is reffing, 51% of the fouls go to the visitors, 49% go to the home team, stuff like that. And I think they got, like, 9 out of 10 right using this. So this is like Vegas gold. I think the dude wrote a book on it or something.
Yeah, he did. I forgot the title.
So it's like any time you know who's going to ref a game, and a lot of times they wait until like an hour beforehand to tell you, you can call it.
Well, the NBA, more than any of the other in the Big Four, you can just call BS rampantly to, you know, increase guys' foul counts and stuff like
and
that.
That's what I noticed watching the game, because I never watch sports, but I was like, Jesus Christ, there's a foul being called like every few seconds, and when there's a foul called, you know, unless the guy sucks at free throws, it's like that team automatically gets 2-3 points.
Yeah.
So the calls are literally determining the game. It's no longer a sport. Like, these guys aren't just going after the ball and doing whatever. And that's why they flop, and that's why they make these pained expressions, and that's why they fall down and pretend
that's
to
theater.
Need a teammate's help up.
Oh, yeah, it's like WWE. James Brown falling down and like waiting for the cape to get thrown on his goddamn back.
I mean,
before
just,
he can perform again.
I don't know how the F anyone could stand watching that.
Like, it gets old, man. Well, you know, the mother of it all, soccer. I mean, that's where they really get the flopping crap. Because if you look like you were hurt enough, the dude might get a yellow card.
And get thrown out.
Well, a red card throws you out, and then your team's just down a man the whole game. I mean, you're so effed it hurts.
Wait, they don't get a replacement?
No, man. That's, like, Jesus Greece Christ. Was about to lose a second time, and then some brother on the other team, like, loses his crap and gets thrown out for a red card, and Greece is now up 11 dudes to 10. I guess it isn't so drastic because there's so many men on the field.
I thought it was 5. That's basketball?
That's basketball, and I think hockey's 6. There we go.
10 for soccer?
This is our expert analysis.
This is a real sports talk right here.
We know our crap. Yeah. And it's just a joke, man, because the team down a dude isn't going to win. At that point, they can only hope to keep it together, not let the wheels fall off.
Yeah, but it was just the fact that, like, they even called, they said, okay, it's going to be a close game. It's not going to be a blowout like the previous game because it's Thursday. It's prime time. They don't want people, like,
tuning out
at 9:30 or something, you know. So, and of course, you know, it was a close game. Like, what, it was never further than, like, 7 points apart or something?
Yep.
And which was exactly the spread. And it was just the same thing. Like, I told Mom, even when the Celtics were up, I'm like, you know, the Lakers are going to win. And sure enough, when it gets down to the wire, all of a sudden, you know, lo and behold, everything turns in the Lakers' favor.
I almost wonder, really, like, if the Celtics were in on it, too, to any extent. I mean, I know the refs are corrupt. Like, I can almost guarantee that.
I wonder that, too. It's like, are the athletes, like, literally just doing theater? And, like, are they told, like, take a dive? Like, Butch and goddamn Pulp Fiction? Your
the
ass
third round.
Age, like, fine one.
Your ass goes down. Yeah, I don't know, because they were out-rebounded like crazy. I mean, they did everything they could to keep L.A. in the game.
I got to imagine, like, I hope to Christ, I mean, because all the money people pay and, like, all the attention this ass gets, like, if the athletes aren't trying their hardest at least, I mean, that's just pathetic.
It's horrible. Dude,
it's Monday Night Wrestling.
People watch goddamn sports because it's the one place you want to think the best man is going to win. You know, it isn't life. where who you are, you know, what you're born into, your cash determines what the hell is going down. A guy with ability is going to make it happen. You want to think the better team is winning. And really, like, ever since the steroid scandals and baseball and all this crap, it's like, I can't say the interest in everything but football is waning big time. Like, I really don't give a crap about most other sports. I'll get into baseball if the Yankees are, like, in the postseason.
Well, that's apparently the way most people are. And I think a lot of it's also the sheer number of games.
For every other sport other than
what's
NFL.
Hockey? Like, how many, like, do they
82, oh, I want to say. Hockey's, like, right up there with basketball.
Well, and of course, the one with 16.
Yeah.
Like, people are going to be into each game a lot more.
Every goddamn game has, like, ramifications out the ass.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's part of it, too.
I don't know. I just can't bring myself to be excited. Like, had you given me my XM job, let's say, I don't know, 20 years ago, 18 years ago, when I was 12, 14, it would have been like, I'm paid to listen to baseball. This is the best goddamn thing ever. And now it's just like, I don't give a crap about any of these guys. There's no characters.
Baseball is boring as this.
Oh, man, there's a killer, killer Onion article. Did you ever see this?
I saw you post something on Facebook. Which one?
I think I want to read this one on air, man. It just kind of encapsulates everything I'm feeling.
Go for it.
They do such a great job, by the way, the Onion Sports News, man.
That site, I don't think, has ever really waned. I've stopped going to it, but when I go back...
It waned for a bit when they, like, Daily Show ate all of its writers.
Oh, is that it? I was going to say, it seems like it kind of, like, bit its sense of humor.
Yeah, but it's come back, and the sports stuff in particular. I love it when someone who's, like, funny and intellectual is into sports. You know, I hate this whole perception that if you're smart and, you know, you got a sense of humor, you don't give a crap about sports, because guys are guys. You'll watch some of it, typically.
Just to sum up that, I don't know how the hell anyone watches anything. I mean, when you have the refs determining the game, it's not a game anymore.
Nah.
Saying, like, give them prison rules, you know? I mean, no one's going to die on a basketball court, no matter what.
Yeah. And
unless someone straps a piece in The Last Boy Scout. And maybe things have gone too far, but until that happens.
What really kills me is the announcers will say, it's almost like a wink to everyone, like, oh, they're really letting them play basketball tonight. That's like almost a signal to the mob or something. Like, holy crap, rescind your bets. The refs are not getting into this. That's like when people actually throw each other around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just pathetic. And that's like, I mean, I guess the announcers remember when that perfect game or whatever got ruined by an ump recently.
Dude, I can't even get into first that. Yeah, the ump. God, what was the dude's name? Armando Galarraga. Mm. Yeah, Galarraga's perfect game gets screwed by a walrus mustache. Looked like a fat Hetfield. Looked like Hetfield at age 70. Guy botches the call, admits it, baseball won't go back and fix it. Like, F you, Bud Selig.
Well,
you
like
are the biggest piece of crap.
I mean, would you really want it, though? It's tarnished at that point. Like, it's already gone. The moment's ruined. Like, you're going to have an asterisk next to it in the record books.
Oh, I'd still take it. I'd still take it in a heartbeat.
I mean, I guess I would, too, but...
That's like Anna Nicole Smith in her heyday. Like, you know, she's going to bang you. She says no, and then the next day, are you still down?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, yeah, you're still down. I wouldn't feel as tarnished because I earned the goddamn thing. It was his F-up, not mine. Like, I can't believe he's still so cool with it.
And they don't even use instant replay in baseball?
Just for contested home runs.
Jesus.
Like, yeah, so Bud Selig's pretty much like, going forward, we're going to adopt it more. I'm like, cool, so now you're football circa 1978. Good for you, Bud Selig, you cunt.
This is going out live.
Yeah, I kind of caught myself halfway through that. You know what?
That sounded more like a call.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, something in my throat. Bud Selig's a nice man. Good Christian man. Yeah, hell with him. Not only that, U.S. soccer got screwed.
Is that? I keep thinking like we actually won because of a bad call.
No, we got into a tie, and then we got... God, I was about to say we got Jude out of our way. It's going to sound like a goddamn Farrakhan hour up in here. We got screwed out of a win because the ref, what's his name? Jesus Christ.
Who the hell cares?
Yeah, some brother looks like Leon from Curb Your Enthusiasm. He called back the goal, man, on complete bull. Oh, my God. Hold on. Carly's calling. We have to let them through one more time. Hello?
Yes, I want to know why you don't talk about any Pakistani sports.
Okay. God damn it. God.
I didn't know your caller ID.
Yeah, we saw you. Like,
you had ESP.
No.
Exceptional powers.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, let me get to this Onion article. See, this is a site that's funny. You mentioned this on the air. This is good. This is gold.
TheOnion.com.
Love it. I love their
Dirty.
Sports.
Dirty.com is pretty good.
I love the sports stuff on The Onion. Here we go. Seeing Ken Griffey Jr. in backwards hat, now just depressing.
Oh, that one. I thought we were going to talk about the center field. Like, abortion.
No, that's just the headline they did. John Fogerty reveals center field, actually about a woman he forced to get an abortion in 1974. Like, the worst thing, what really threw me is someone edited the Wikipedia for center field to read that.
Oh, like, so, after that happened?
Yeah, like, that's how I first saw that, and I was like, is that true? So I'm, like, digging through the lyrics for
like
meaning.
Oh, it's like an archive.
Yeah, it was just in no, it was in Wikipedia. Like, I was just browsing center field on Wikipedia for the hell of it.
Right.
Because we use it as our promo music at work.
Right.
So the last line on trivia about the song, it's like, John Fogerty revealed in an interview center field was actually about a woman he forced to get an abortion in 1974. And so I start reading the lyrics and I'm like, but he's like referencing Willie Mays by name. What kind of abortion is this? And it took me, like, then I had to Google and Google, and I Googled the exact line and realized it was actually an Onion headline that some
no one caught that.
No, it was there for weeks. It was, like, finally pruned out yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. Back to
like after the Sopranos finale, someone changed it to say David Chase was gay. Like, immediately afterward. But that, of course, got caught instantly just because all the attention.
Oh, man. All right. Let's. I'll
it's
read.
Like the first line is like, David Chase is a homosexual director from New Jersey.
Fat Mo. F him and his cryptic endings. Okay, let's read Griffey and then we can punch out of here.
All right.
Seattle. Baseball fans across the nation admitted Monday that the sight of Ken Griffey Jr. in a backwards baseball cap, an iconic image that once filled fans with joy and promise and a feeling that maybe, just maybe, eternal youth was possible, now makes them feel completely and utterly depressed.
Because he's like all fat and old now, he's retired.
He's like 40, man. He was, you know, playing at 18. He was the kid. You know, friggin' Ken Griffey Sr.'s son. He was a great player. To see him wear his hat like that is actually heartbreaking. Tony Will's looking at the picture of him now and laughing. To see him wear his hat like that is actually heartbreaking, 27-year-old Seattle resident Peter Morley said of Griffey, who's hitting 152 this spring training. It just doesn't look right anymore, you know? It doesn't look natural. Maybe it's because his face is fatter, Morley added. As the 40-year-old Griffey begins his 22nd season, fans say the sight of the once lean, five-tool player flipping his cap around is no longer synonymous with athletic excellence, infinite potential, or effortless cool. Instead, they claim it is a sad reminder of how time takes its toll on the body, how we try to relive our former glory but never quite do, and how the prime of our life passes us in an instant.
I thought he retired. That's why
he
like,
just did. This okay. is from April, but it killed me when I read it last night. Fans also say that Griffey's backwards cap reminds them, especially those of them in their mid to late 20s, that their childhoods are most definitely over. This is going to sound weird, and I can't quite describe why, but seeing Griffey with his hat backwards used to make me feel like summertime. Does that make any sense? Said a fan who wished to remain anonymous. Adding that 16 years ago, he purchased a fitted Seattle Mariners cap and wore it backwards every day to emulate Griffey. I can't believe I'm saying this, but now I wear my hats forward simply because he still wears his hat backwards. It's just too painful. Fans say the sight of Griffey in a backwards hat was most uplifting in the early to mid-90s before his move to Cincinnati. Their joy at seeing his face beneath the billless cap reportedly peaked during the 1993 Home Run Derby when Griffey, hat turned around on his head, became the first player to hit the warehouse beyond the right-heeled fence at Camden Yards. I actually do remember that from when we were little kids.
What way? Oh, Camden. I think I know. No,
there's an all-star game there, I'm guessing, if I recall.
Yeah, correctly. I'm trying to think of like the actual warehouse. I mean, I guess there's a bunch.
It's just a little one off, yeah.
Yeah.
However, during Griffey's injury-plagued seasons from 2000 to 2007, the sight of the backwards hat caused feelings of frustration, anger, and hopelessness, and eventually became associated in their minds with countless utterances of the phrase, "Get up, you're fine. Please get up, oh God."
So he, like, wore his hat backwards all the time?
Yeah, it was just his thing, man. He was the kid, you know?
And now but I figured, like, someone would bitch at him. Like, that's not the way he wore
the
uniform.
And now the kid's goddamn 40. The moment of complete and utter despair came yesterday as Griffey hit a now rare home run during batting practice, and cheering fans realized they were fooling themselves into thinking 2010 would be a fairy tale season. I honestly believe that when he returned to Seattle last year, seeing his Mariners hat turn backwards again would make me feel better, as Seattle resident David Jaffe, adding that the sight of Griffey in a backwards White Sox cap sent him into a downward spiral he'd like to forget. But when I actually saw him, it just made me upset. Then it dawned on me that I'm this pathetic guy trying to recapture a moment in 1994 that will never exist again. I'll cut to the end of it. But according to a Sporting News poll, 43% of baseball fans can't even bear to look at Griffey wearing his hat backwards. Another 24% say that the visual reminder reminds them of torn hamstrings. And 33% of respondents said that images of A-Rod, Prince Fielder, or CC Sabathia wearing their hats backwards just aren't the same and actually make things worse. 100% of respondents said they'd like to see Griffey play 10 more years and break every record there is, adding, F you if you don't believe he can do it. All right, we got to punch out. It's running late.
That's still good.
Yeah, just Google Ken Griffey the Onion. It's some good stuff. Will?
Yep.
Will, my brother, you're good stuff, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for your contributions. Again, you've been listening to In Papa's Basement. Listen live every Saturday, www.fcac.org/WEBR. Listen to archives of the show and find my writing at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement and follow us, or like us, as it were, on facebook.com/papasbasement. We're out of here till next week.
Bye-bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.